Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 5, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, Here Comes the Delta Wave. For anyone who thought that COVID-19 left us, along with the year 2020, the new strain, called Delta, has news: COVID isn't going anywhere. As I have been saying since the beginning of the outbreak, check my posts from a year and a half ago, the coronavirus isn't yet another bug, it is ushering in a new era, and it will change every aspect of our lives. The faster we learn the characteristics of this new era, the sooner we will be rid of the virus. So far, we have been reluctant students, so the virus keeps coming back, hence the Delta strain. We have already been forced to change many things in our lives. We no longer fly frantically from place to place, perhaps except during holidays, and many more of us want to work more from home, or only from home. Nevertheless, these are only superficial changes. The real change has to take place within. That change should be a complete overhaul of our relationships. Until today, we've treated humanity as if it were separate from nature. The virus shows us that we are subject to the same laws as the rest of creation. When we don't follow them, we impact the system negatively, and when the system becomes dysfunctional because of our negativity, we suffer the consequences. Our relationships are subject to the same laws as the rest of reality. In all of reality, there is balance and harmony. This is what allows systems to become stable and sustainable. Day and night are harmonious and balance each other out. The same goes for birth and death, the seasons of the year, and depletion and rejuvenation. Everything is cyclic, harmonious, and balanced. The only thing that is not cyclic, balanced, or harmonious is human relations. Until now, we have engaged in constant struggles that seek to harm, ridicule, humiliate, and patronize others. This was not a struggle for survival, as with the rest of nature. It was a war that strove to achieve absolute power, and degrade and abuse everyone else. This is why I am thankful to COVID. For all the pain it has wrought on us, it has saved us from much greater harm we would have caused ourselves had it not arrived. That said, we can make things that much better if we choose to follow nature's dictate instead of being forced into it. If we let our ill will toward each other keep contaminating our relationships, we will suffer worsening consequences. But if we change our approach toward each other, not only will we feel better with each other, but nature, too, will treat us well, as we will be as balanced and harmonious as nature itself, and for the first time, a positive element in our world. Michael Leitman, on Quora: Why is an Iranian nuclear bomb supposed to be more dangerous than an American, Israeli, or French? Of course, all governments are egoistic and pursue their own profit. However, the difference is that unlike Iran, none of the other countries make a political and governmental issue out of teaching their people to kill others. If we look at the education taking place in this country, what are the people that are being taught? They are being taught to kill others and to rule over others. This is why the weaponry they produce is a threat to the world. We need to reason according to how the young generation is being raised, what it hears, what it needs to make itself similar to, and how it should appear. We will then see that in America, they nevertheless talk about peace, in Israel they talk about peace, and generally speaking in the world, universal peace is more or less a guiding principle, whereas a fundamentalist regime such as the Iranian one discusses how to conquer and gain possession of the world. This is why weapons in their hands are very dangerous for the world's well-being. I hope that Iran will understand that world peace and development, including its own, depends on others, and I hope that they will change their path, and that the world will also reach the understanding that it needs to achieve positive connections of mutual consideration among all of its people and nations. I also wish that we will all heighten in our development to live in a single embrace, like one big global family, because whether we want it or not, especially in our current era, from one day to the next nature is revealing to us, that we are increasingly globally interdependent, like one big family. Let us hope that someday we will rise in our consciousness to experience our growing connectedness in a loving and considerate manner, where we will take each other by the hands and start living together for the good of humanity and its future generations. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The transition from individualism to community. Question. Some experts believe it is advisable to constantly change concepts in management to include the latest advancements of science. Is such an approach of constant transformation of the system possible from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer, it is necessary. But first, we must rise from the level of an individual approach toward the world, life, and solving problems to the level of an integral approach. Now a transition phase must occur, from individualism to community. For that, first, a team should be created where, let us say, 10 people, feel as one common whole. A completely different view on nature, on tasks, on life, on everything, appears in them. They change the algorithm of perception within themselves and start to feel nature differently than we do, beyond any individual differences. A new level of thinking appears, integral, with completely new sensation and new way of solving problems. When we rise to this level and begin to feel that all of nature, including us, is one common whole, we will relate to nature correctly and solve our problems correctly. Then we will begin to issue completely new management decisions, new instructions, and they will pursue a completely different goal. The goal is only to integrate even more. At this cardinal new level, we unite more and more all the elements of nature in our consciousness so that it becomes more and more integral, including, as broadly as possible, all of nature and, as closely as possible, all of humanity. Thus, the increasingly manifested egoism does not divide us, in any of its manifestations, but, on the contrary, forces us to unite above it. In the new perception of reality, there are 125 steps of increasingly integral interactions. From Cab TV's The Science of Management. A new approach to management. Question. Currently, there are hundreds of approaches in management. They can be grouped into three schools: administrative scientific management, human relations management, and management as art, politics, and technology. We see that modern society does not cope very effectively with many processes related to production and social issues. How do you think it is possible in the current situation to develop the direction that we have designated as spiritual management based on the principles of Kabbalah? It can also be called eco-adaptive management, which deeply affects the issues of nature and interaction with the surrounding universe. Answer, I agree that it is necessary to develop a new approach to management. This is an organizational approach that runs throughout the organization of a management group that brings together completely different specialists, different people. But the most important thing is that an integral relationship should arise between them. They must become similar to integral nature we are now gradually discovering ourselves in, and therefore, we are entering a crisis with it, that is, in a contradiction. All nature is absolutely integral, like a small village. This is a fully interacting system, for example, like our body, if we consider it ideally where each cell and all together work to maintain it in the most optimal state. We need to create such a collective of people who, in connection with each other, would be similar to this integral nature. And then they will be able to resolve any issues in a completely new form, first of all, managerial, but in principle, not only managerial. After all, Such an interaction will appear between them that they represent a single organism and each of them, and all together they suddenly feel themselves to be in an integral system. From CAB TV's The Science of Management. The environment determines fate. Question: where do desires come from and how do we determine which are small and which are big? Answer: desires fall on us from above, but you need to determine how to sort them. You need to be in an environment that will help you sort which desires are important and which are not. Everything depends on the society you are in. Read the article The Freedom by Balha Sulam about the importance of the society you connect to. It is actually the environment that determines your fate, your future. If you get in the right environment, listen to what is being said in it, and become imbued by their ideas, these ideas gradually become yours and you begin to move forward in that direction. So, from all your desires you take the desires that are most important to advance in this direction, add your thoughts to them, your mind, and thus develop correctly. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 14, 2019. A prerequisite. Question: what is the main thing in studying the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: the main thing in studying the wisdom of Kabbalah is to attend every daily lesson. This is a prerequisite, but it is not enough. In addition to that, we need to be fully connected in the group so that the group will be as one man and will constantly try to be united to each other internally, mentally, and emotionally in order to reveal the Creator in the one common heart. If they cannot do it, they must ask the Creator to help them and to connect them this way. They don't need anything other than that. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 7, 2019. The thought at the service of the desire. However, there is a special role to the thought. It intensifies the desire. This means that its role isn't simply to fulfill the desire but to increase it even more. The desire remains in its place, it does not have the strength to expand and to perform its action. Yet, because one thinks and contemplates on the matter, and the desire asks of the thought to provide some counsel and advice to carry out the desire thus grows, expands and performs its actual work. Balha Sulam, Shemati 153, a thought is an upshot of the desire. Suppose I have some small desire. If I concentrate my thoughts and my attention on it more and more, this desire will eventually rule me, determine my actions, and become obsessive. I will only think about how to fulfill it. What is more, we need our thoughts not just in order to fulfill our desire, but also in order to sort them out, and choose those we think are essential and thus raise them even higher until I reach a state in which my only thought is, when will I be able to fulfill it and to get an answer to it, a filling. It turns out that the thought serves the desire, and the desire is the self of a person. Now, there is a great self or a small self. A great self dominates the small selves. It doesn't simply dominate them, but it can also absorb them. Small desires can even disappear under the influence of a great desire. After all, we cannot feel many desires at once. We feel a certain great desire and all the others seemingly disappear from our sight. The advice to magnify the self is through the persisting with the thought of the desire. Suppose you have several desires in life: to make a lot of money, to travel the world, to get married, whatever. These are normal human desires. Alongside these desires there are other desires about the meaning of life, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and you can manage them the more you read and know. Then you will develop inside you more thoughts about the wisdom of Kabbalah, and to this extent you will suddenly feel that all your ordinary desires become secondary in priority, while the thought of attaining the meaning of life becomes the leading and most dominant thought. This is how it works. A person can sort his desires, manage them, focus and guide himself by his thoughts. This is the reason that there is a thought and a desire. We can thus change ourselves by thinking more about one thing and less about another, by having a greater desire for one thing and a smaller desire for another, etc. But we need to control this and thus manage our future, our fate. Since the thought grows to the extent that one thinks of it. And so, in his law doth he meditate day and night, for by persisting in it, it grows into a great self, until it becomes the actual ruler. Therefore, it is said a person should constantly practice Kabbalah because from such a constant effort of thought, he will increase his spiritual desire so much that it will prevail over all things. What does such decisive advice to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah come down to? You should contemplate and think about the meaning of life, about you and how you are managed, how you can begin to manage yourself on your own, and how you can discover the right and most correct, convenient directions in your life. Thus, you get rid of any unnecessary desires, while the desires that determine your fate will become more important to you. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 14, 2019. Is it necessary to waste life on trifles? Question: did Rabash tell you how many years were required for him to attain the upper world? Answer: no, he did not. In fact, this is not that important. What is our life given for? What can I exchange it for? On what scales should it be placed? How should it be measured? With what to fill it in order to squeeze it out like a rag and get the dry residue? I believe that if there is only one valuable science, and such a one with which you can lead people to eternity and perfection, then there is no need to preoccupy yourself with anything else. Only earn a living, and give everything else to the attainment of the upper world and attracting others to it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 10, 2019.